A report today forecasts that household energy bills could rise by almost €2,000 a year and by €3,500 annually if motor fuel is included. The report by the Economic and Social Research Institute, the ESRI, estimates that 29% of households in the state are in energy poverty. Our Consumer Affairs correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
Energy poverty in this study is defined as households spending more than 10% of their net income on energy, excluding motor fuel. The report finds surging energy costs have pushed the numbers experiencing such poverty to a new high of 29%. Inflation from January last year to April this year increased the cost of household energy consumption by €21 per week, and if motor fuel costs are included, that rises to €39. In the event of costs continuing to rise by another quarter, the share of households in energy poverty will reach 43%. The report, which will be launched later this morning, also finds those price increases disproportionately impact households on lower incomes and says measures targeted at the less well-off, such as welfare or fuel allowance increases or lump sum payments, would be more effective at tackling energy poverty than cutting VAT, fuel duty or the carbon tax, which would benefit better off households as well.
On this programme, a co-author of the report, Dr. Barrow Rowantree, suggested an initiative that might help to relieve the financial burdens on households.
Towards December each year, we have as we get near Christmas, we have a double payment of most social welfare payments, and that's the type of thing which can be, you know, it's very well targeted. It goes to those households who've been most adversely affected, but also can be timed to land as a lump sum in people's, bank accounts around the same time that the bills will be coming out.
The government is to make €55 million available to businesses to help them move away from using fossil fuels. The new Green Transition Fund, to be announced later today, will be made up of two parts. The Climate Planning Fund for Business, worth €25 million, will provide firms with funding to help them plan how they can reduce reliance on fossil fuels. Three of the EU's most powerful national leaders have arrived at the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. The French President Emmanuel Macron, the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and the Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi are expected to show support for Ukraine's efforts in repelling the Russian invasion. The visit comes a day before the European Commission is due to make a recommendation on Ukraine's status as a candidate for EU membership. Speaking before his arrival, the French President Emmanuel Macron said it was time for Europe to reassure Ukraine over its EU ambitions. The visit has taken weeks to organise, with the three EU leaders seeking to overcome criticism within Ukraine over their response to the war. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked the United States for announcing another $1 billion worth of military aid to the country. The US President Joe Biden said the package would include additional artillery and advanced rocket systems. In his nightly video address, Mr. Zelensky explained how the armaments would help in the fight against Russian forces.
The United States has announced a new package to strengthen our defenses. It includes coastal defense, artillery and modern rocket systems. I'm grateful for this support. It is especially important for our defence in the Donbass region.
The Police Service of Northern Ireland has issued a fresh appeal for information about the killing of two RUC officers during the Troubles. The appeal coincides with the 25th anniversary of the deaths of Constable John Graham and Reserve Constable David Johnston. The attack in Lurgan in County Armagh on the 16th of June 1997 was blamed on the IRA. Both officers were in their 30s and married with young families. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
The north and west will be cloudy with patchy rain at times this morning. It'll brighten up in the afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 19 degrees. Elsewhere, it will be sunny, with temperatures of up to 22 degrees.